We are on Daf Membova Medbeis at the bottom Taifis, and just let us refresh our memory. We had a memre from Rove. Va'omar Rove, hani tarti une disrichin la'dodi leslohu bedike. If you had the two unais of the Reye, and Rashi learned pshat that this means the first and the third, and they're attached one to another, leslohu bedike, bedike will not help. B'layam moron elo shaloi kisidra. And it will not help, bedike will not help, and it's treif. Divdavke de tatarti uni deschichan ladodi are shaloi kisidron, it's the first and the third. Avol kisidron hainu revisayu. And Rashi seemed to be learning that, Rashi seemed to be learning as follows, that, number one, the problem is when there's a sikha, there's an ekev. That's number one. And the sikha sometimes could be soysim the nekev, and sometimes cannot be soysim the nekev. If it's shaloi kisidron, so we have a chibur between the une rishain and the une shlishis, and the unem tzois is in the way, so that will make sure that the sikha will not remain. It's oimedli porek. So therefore, we do not have a stima on the nekev. So the psul is because there's a nekev. A sikha is a gilui that there's a nekev. And a sikha unto unai shalik is sidron will not be tzois in the nekev. Bloy amoron, elo shaloi kisidron, avo kisidron, hainu revisayu. But if it is kisidron, hainu revisayu, so Rashi said, zu magina al zu, bahadra bori, shemitev she shaykhvai zu al zu, einam misparkis, bakum hoilech bachosek. So it seems there the yitirche will not become, misparit, so memela, so it is kosher because I have here a steamer on the nekev. Shalai kisidron, the steamer will not remain, and kisidron, the steamer will remain. That is the rehitus lashon of Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Haynu revisayu, al perish akuntrish the pirish dasirche machmas nekev ibo. Rashi first gave us a yesod, that if a sikha comes, that is a gilui, there was a nekev, and the sikha comes because of the nekev. And now I have to be done, will the sikha be soysim the nekev, or won't be soysim the nekev? Kosher l'ri. So the ri is a merdike kasher. The mai kesidron ksheira. So why kisidron is kosher? Nehei de eino nimsheches lekan o lekan. Eino chanami, since one is next to the other. So you don't have one pulling in one direction, one pulling in the other direction. Obolo yehei elekum sheolo machmas make bereye sheinekrum afapi sheinekrum dovik lemoke mache. So Tosfos amir de kekashem. We have alochem that a krum if you had a crust, you have a scab that is soysim, a nekev in the reye. So the din is that it is no good, ain't a krum. The krum is not, so Rashi himself brought down this aloche. When Rashi started off, Rashi said, Rashi started off the sugya va'afa pishu soysim anekev ha'amoran krum sholam achmas make bereya ene krum shesh soyfoy lisosa. A krum is not a permanent steamer. A krum, now a krum sholam achmas make bereya, if nothing pulling it. Aval Pikain, the halacha is that a krum is not a permanent stima. Fractoisus amoyladik kasha. Fractoisus akasha. Here Rav is differentiating between shaloi kesidron and kesidron. And the cheshbon is, because shaloi kesidron, each one is pulling in a different direction, so it's going to be oiker, the sikha. Fine. But kesidron, it won't be oiker the sikha. But Taisis, what is it better than a krum sha'ola machmas amake? She'ein akrum, akrum bechlal is not a good stima. Amar di kekai shetai seh tzan rash. Af al pi she'ein akrum dovek lemoke mach. So my mail is bitter. We have amrinen, hodech esidron ksheiro, hainu bemokem shesmuchais ha'oinois zu lezu, dechavato megino al haneke. So now Tosfos says, oh, maybe I'll say a different pshat. I'll say pshat, I'll dance with Rashi. The problem of a sirche is because there's a nekev. So why kesidron, why does it help? The reason it helps is because you have two unis, one next to the other. So the second une, let's say if you have the nekev and the chitoch of the first une, so the second une is saisem. The une is saisem. Since one is next to the other, so you don't need this sirche. The sirche is just telling us it's a nekev. But you don't need this sirche to be saisem. The une that's next to it is saisem. Zot the Teferes Yaakov and the Chosin Yeshuish. So a beautiful mahalach, a beautiful mahalach. Not the way Rashi says, but we have a beautiful, we have Mahalach in the Gemara. We have to understand the Gemara. If we will assume like Rashi, a sikh is a message, it is a naked, so we have a big problem. Why kesidron is it kosher? Krum cannot be saisim the naked. So Tais says, no, the une is saisim the naked. The une next to it, since it's next to it, it's saisim the naked. But now, if we'll say such a shtick tayre, the shtik teire makes sense only if the nekev is betat ikron. That means when the two einis come out from the two einis come out, so the mokim where they come out, so they're close together. Be ikron, where they come out, and they're close together. Later they separate. So it could be that pshat kesidron means that if the nekev is in one, and then it is good because the second une is saisim, the nekev of the first une. Not the sikh is saisim. The sikh is just a message, there's a nekev. But the une is saisim. So big about it. Im kein, what Taisu says, it's bitter, it's not good. Im kein bechina ve machalek ben kesidron ushaloi kesidron. Im ho yechilek afilo kesidron. So fak taisis amoyre di kekashe. Zutze teferes yakev, the taisis says as follows. If you will say that the whole time that kesidron is mutter is because the une is soisem, so the une is only soisem beikroi. That means that when they come out there, the une is soisem, so there the une is soisem the nekev. So why did Rove have to say, Sheloi Kesidron is no good, the first and the third? Say, his Apple Kesidron is also no good. It's only good Be'ikron. So why is he talking about Sheloi Kesidron? If you want to say Achillic, say Achillic, if it's Be'ikron, if the Nekev is Be'ikron, it's good, because then the Unai is Soysom. The minute the Nekev is not Be'ikron, it's no good, because Akrum can't be Soysom. What are you talking about Shaloi Kesidron? Now, the Sibbe that it's Treif is not because of Shaloi Kesidron. As long as you don't have an Unai to be Soysom, so you don't have a Stima. Sikh is not a Stima. So Taisus, also this Pshat is not true. That Taisus wants to say. Im kein bechina vachal bekesidron shaloi kesidron. Im hoi achilik, if the lomdis is that the bekesidron it's good, afilo kesidron. So afilo kesidron it's also not good if it's after the ikar. So that's no good. So we have a problem. What is the my love kesidro. Imayinu meforshim, haino revisayu, שזה גידולו שרגילו הסיר חלובה שם בלוי נקב, אבא ניחה. So now Taisva says, I have a different mahalach. Taisva says, stop chatting the Gemara. So Taisva says, I have a different mahalach. Demisin, a krum can never be soisa. That's Taisva's arayi from krum sha'olam machma samaka in a krum. The Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say, will tant with Rashi that a sirche is a ray that is a nekev, that is davke when it's shaloi kesidro. That means I have a sirche coming from una aleph to una gimel. So what caused this sirche? The sirche was caused because what happened though? Because there was a nekev in the Una Aleph, so Memele, that brought about the Sikha that is now attaching Una Aleph to Negimah. But Kesidram, when you have the two Unas together, so there, that what they're together makes that there should be a Sikha without a Nekev. That means that they're close together, that brings a Matzev, that Mashke comes, Aleicha comes out, from one to the other. So that's the Lomdus. That's Amor the Lomdus. So now we know Nubshat in the Gemara. That means, so that's Pshat and Rove. Shaloi Kisidram. So you don't have a natural, there's no natural reason why there should be a Sikha from the first Unit to the third Unit. So that's Pshat, because there's a Nekev, and now so the Leicha came out of the Nekev, and it got attached to the third Unit. But two Unis together, Haino Rivisai, that's how they grow. The sikhas come out of it. The closeness of one unit to another unit, it motivates that a sikha should come out. So there's no nekev. That's why it's good. Givaldik. This is the Raivad Shita. Masha brings down, this is the Raivad Shita. So I have at least I have a mahalach in the Gemara. Avorach Pirish, but the Rach doesn't learn that pshat. The Rach says, Rivisayu, Havi kemoi mar beisayu, kloi mahaino derech reviyosai. The Rach says, that means, according to the Raivet, pshat is reviyosayu, mitzad gid, here the sikha comes mitzad gidulo. That's the reason why the sikha came out, the two unis close together. That brings about that a sikha should come out without a nekev. But the Raivet says, reviyosayu means mar beisayu, they're lying. Well, one on the other, I mean, they won't separate. So we're not differentiating that there's a new reason for the sirche by kesidra. We're just saying here it lies well, and here it doesn't lie well. So now we're back where we started from. So if we will assume the way Rashi said that a sirche comes because of a nekev. A sikha comes because of a nekev. So what's that by kesidron? If you have a nekev, so a sikha can't be seisimet. It's krum sholamach masamake. And the rachis chadre b'isayu means, mal b'isayu, it means that it lies well, one on the other, won't separate. But according to the Raivet, it's not the vote that won't separate. The vote is that here, the sikha is shaloi machmas hanekev. So it's bitter. So Taisvis is stuck. Taisvis is a problem. Rashi said a yesod, that a sikha comes because of a nekev. So Taisvis, if a sikha comes because of a nekev, we have a klal. Krum sha'ola machmas hamaka ein a krum. A krum is never a steamer. So what's the mile of kesidra? Taisvis is stuck. So Taisvis wants to say different than Rashi. According to Rashi, it's Shva. Boy Yanira Laforish, the Rigile Hasircha Lavoi, the Cholmokim Bereya Beloinek. Now Taisus is Chaylik in Rashi, completely. The whole Rashi is wrong. Asircha comes, this Asircha is a normal occurrence in the Reya. בתוך שהיא שייבס כל מיני משקה, because the ray is showing of kol minei mashke, that's the metziyut, so there's kol minei mashke in the ray, so sichus run out of the ray, it's a sticky substance, and it runs out from the ray without any nekovim, no, well, they don't have to think about a nekov, that's a metziyut, sichus come out from the ray, because it's showing of kol minei mashke. But not because of the kovim, it comes by itself. No, so what's the problem? So what's the difference? If it's kesidra and shaloi kesidra, what's the problem? There's no kovim here. You don't have a message that there's a nekev. Aha, the treifa shaloi kesidra, m'hayna mishum, shesoifo lehisparek, b'choshev kinekuvet, even shesoifo lehinokev. So Taisus says, I'm weird. Pumfaker. There's no nekev. The sikha comes. But the shayla is like this. If the sikha is going to get attached, shaloi kisidron, that means you have here a sikha and una aleph. And it's going down to una gimel. The reason why the sikha came is not because of a nekev. But now I have a modna matzav in the reyeh. Sikha aleph is attached to sikha gimel. Number one. That's no problem. But the problem is, but since Sikha Aleph is attached to Sikha Gimel, and they go in different directions, so it's going to pull. And you know what's going to happen, it's going to pull. So this will become a Nekev in the Reye. So the Sikha is not because of a Nekev that was previously existing. No, the treifus of a Sikha is because it's going to make a Nekev. That's the problem of a Sikha. This is, so that's Tavka. So now it's Gimaldik. So therefore, if it's Kisidron, and you have a Silcha that's coming out from Una Aleph to Una Beis, and Una Aleph and Una Beis, Haina Rivisayu, they lie one on top of the other, they don't separate. See, no problem. The Silcha is nothing, and they never separate side by side, so they'll never become a Nekin. But if a Silcha comes from Una Aleph to Una Gimel, and they will separate, so I have a potential nekev. So even though the nekev is yet has not come, and when I shechted the behemah, I just saw these two unis are attached, but that's irrelevant. This behemah can't live because in 12 months they're going to separate and it's going to become a nekev. So it's now treifa. It has in itself a factor that's going to make a nekev in it. There's a potential nekev in it. So Mamela, that's shot in the Gemara, not like Rashi. And that's what Taisimus wants to say. Now, in order to, that the Taisimus should flow, Taisimus right now is going to bring a Gemara further, Daf Memches. And Taisimus may have problems with that Gemara. But let's skip over that. This is L'chaire. We're talking about, we have problems with the Gemara and Daf Memches, which as yet we didn't learn. So let's go back to the flow of Taisvis, Al Kaponim, to understand the Sugya. Now, let's jump down, V'yesh L'yashev Perish HaKuntaris. V'yesh L'yashev is the last two words before the lines get wide. V'yesh L'yashev Perish HaKuntaris. Now Taisvis, that means the vile Taisvis had said, the only way I can understand, the only way I can understand that why Kesidron is good is because, not like Rashi, that the Siba of a Sikha is not a Nekev, no, the a Sikha is matter because it will make a Nekev, so then there's a difference if it's Kesidron or Shaloi Kesidron. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says that the talfus of a sikha is because there was a nekev already, and that's the problem. And by kesidram, it's soysim the nekev, and by shalai kesidram, the sikha is not soysim the nekev, and this we have a problem. A krum can never be soysim a nekev. A krum shalom machma samaka a nekev. V'yesh liyashiv perish hakotus. Now Taisus wants to fend for Rashi. Af agav de krum ha'ila machmas maka ein a krum. It's not a krum taka. Hainu kshehinoi soruch bishum boke. That's if you have a nekev, you have a lecha coming out, which is soisim, the nekev. Now you're going to clear a shayla, how long will this kum be soisim? So I'll tell you, it's a temporary steamer, it won't last. That's why kum shola machmas hamake bereye einikum. That's because this krum is not anchored in someplace else. It's a krum that came out that was soisim the nekev. Avol, kshehisrucha b'mokim she'eino eimedes lisparek. But what is if you have a sirche? You have, we're talking about kesidra. So you have two unes, one next to the other. You have here a nekev. It's coming out, the sikh is coming out from Una Aleph, and it's going to Una Beis, which is right next to it. And we have here now a chibah between Una Aleph and Una Beis. You know what's going to happen? More lech is going to come out, and it's going to get firmer and firmer. This sikh will be seisim the nekev. This is a permanent sikh. This is a permanent semen. That's an Rashi. Avagav the krum oila machmas maka einikum, einikshainu soruch bishumokim. If it's not soruch bishumokim, that means it's not attached to anything. So memele, so that krum is not capable of becoming a steamer gemule. Avagshisruche bimokim, but if this sirche is attached bimokim she'eino imedes lihisparek, that means it's attached to something which will remain like that. It's attached to the une that's next to it. So ismaso umegina yaisa. This is a steamer. Shakrum hoylech v'chazek. The krum will continue getting stronger and stronger. You have over here the krum is anchored to the une that's next to it. And as more lecha comes out, the stronger the steamer gets. Until it will be, and one is the one that's next is supporting it. So this is being mechazik to krum. Such a krum is a good steamer, and that's why it's kosher. So now Tosfos says pshat in Rashi. Agav urche, let us just old cheshbon. We have here the vial two pshatim. We have here Rashi's pshat. That the reason why it's treif is because there's a nekev. If it's kesidram, some emela, then the nekev is permanently sealed, it'll become permanently sealed, then it's good. So according to Rashi, if you have a sirche tluya, that means a sirche that's not attached to anything, then it's no good, because then that's a krum sha'olam ahma samake. That's not a krum. According to Tosfos pshat v'nahapachu. According to Tosfos, there's no nekev whatsoever. Cholam nishmana nekev. The whole reason a sikh is matrev, because since it's attached with the first to the third, it's going to pull, and it's going to make a nekev. If you have a sikh tluya, you have no problem whatsoever. There's no nekev. Nothing will pull away from the reyeh. It's kosher. So that's mamish. I mean, we have a Pshat na gemore, but alochas amin akotze alakotze. Fine. Now let us again skip over a few lines, because again, to understand the Tosfos, we have to learn elach a gemore and daf memches amadalef, and we're not up to that gemore yet. Now, so let us skip till the line, we have the third line, there's a base from the Bach in the beginning of the line. Let's go to the fourth line, the fourth wide line. Umitoich hilches treifish shel Rabbeinu Gershon. Now, so we have here a machloikis, because we have a machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos says that a sirche will make a nekev, but not it originates from a nekev. And Rashi says a sirche originates from a nekev. Umitoich hilches treifish shel Rabbeinu Gershon. Utshuvas ha-goinim she-kosem Rav Yosef Tuvelem, mashma nami she-asirche machmas nekev ibo. They seem to hold like Rashi, that a sirche comes because of a nekev. Now, where do we see that a sicha comes because of a neged? Shematzrichen nefiche kshoinois sruchois zu lezu kisidra. Now, before we go further, I just like to say what the makor of Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam is. The Rishonim bring a raya from our Gemara. Then we'll see what Rabbi Yosef. Let's speak a little oisemaynik. Then we'll see in Evaynik and Taisis. Let us learn the memra of Rava. There's three lines of Rava that he said a mouthful in these three lines. Now Rava started off by saying as follows: Hani tarti uni v'srichen ladodi leslo bedike. So what did he say? Bidike won't help. So let's learn according to Rashi. That means you have two unis, shaloike sidron, b'srich and adodi, bidike will not help. What does that mean? I'm gonna go and take the une, I'm gonna go and put it in poishrim, nothing is gonna come out. Nothing is gonna come out. No bubbles will come out because it's awesome from the siche. But Rava said, no, that doesn't mean anything. Because this theme is, eventually the unis will separate one from the other. So that what you see now, that no air comes out, that doesn't mean anything. So, bedika doesn't help. Fine, bedika doesn't help. Now, let's learn Elif. Hanitati uni desrich ladodi, less vlhu bedika. Their bedika won't help. Veloya moron, elo shalaike sidron. Shalaike sidron, bedika won't help. Avol kisidron, heine ribisayim. Now, from the lashon of Rava, whatever Rava is saying, Rava seems to be saying that here bedika will help, but you'll need bedika. Because if he holds that you never need bedika, so say, this is trife, this is not trife. What are you talking? Why are you saying bedika won't help? The lashon of Rava, if we want to be elach, the lashon of Rava is mashma as follows. If it is, shaloike sidron, bedika won't help. Because even though now the nekev is awesome, but, that's only a temporary steam, bedika won't help. But if it's kisidron, bedika will help. If it's kisidron, bedika will help. Now, let's just pick isomate. According to Rashi, we will see soon why we would need bedika. But al kaponim, we'll see soon there's a mokim to say that you need bedika, but here bedika will help. Well, kesidram bedika will help. Fine, we'll see why so. According to Taisvis, the difference, what do you mean bedik? It's ridiculous. There's no nekif here. The whole reason Shalaika Sidron is straight because there will become a neck. And now it's forget about it. There'll never become a neck. So by Shalaika Sidron, they'll become a neck. By Kisidron, they'll never become a neck. What are you making a bedika for? So this Gemara is a Pella Taisvis. Rav Tov Elam, in the said that you need a bedika, he didn't say it from his boich. He said it from this Gemara. From this Gemara, it would seem that by Kisidron you need a bdike, and according to Taisvis, this doesn't have any pshat whatsoever. Bdike? There's no nekev over here. Why do you need a bdike for? So Taisvis is going to say, from Rav Yosef to Elam, I say it's like Rashi, then Taisvis is going to explain why you do need a bdike, and why the bdike helps. Now, that's what we're going to explain soon. But that al kaponim, this yesod, that's what Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam said, that by Kisidron you need a bedike, it's mucha from the Gemara like that. The Rehitas Loshna Gemara, it would seem to say that Kisidron you need a bedike, but Kisidron a bedike will help. Which only makes sense according to Rashi and not according to Taisvis. Now let us see. Taisus innovate. I mean, they didn't say bepemoli, but from the halacha that they said, mashmenami shasicha machmas nekevibo, shematzricha nefichah kshunais ruches ulezu. They said when the unis asruches ulezu, that means kesidrom, that one un is next to the other, you have to be by the kid. Oy smuchais esruches betzlois oy beboso shebein hatzlois. That means this is a gemara later, you can have that the reye is sruche to the ribs or to the boso shebein hatzlois, means the reye is next to the ribs. And they said also it's close to the ribs, it won't separate from the ribs if it gets the so memele to remain, like they'll remain dovak to the ribs. So there they said also you need bedike. You need bedike. It won't separate, but you need bedike. Bahashta. So Taisva said, now let's make a cheshben nefesh. Im hasirchais bois beloy nekev, if you'll say the way I said, that the sirches do not originate from a nekev. The sirches will make a nekev, but when you see a sirche, you don't have to cholam of a nekev. A sikha does not come from a nekev. It comes because it's a lot of, it's shoyev, komini mashkois. That's the sibah of the sikha. Him kain kesidron lomet zoich nefiche. So if it's kesidron, why do you need nefiche? Given the light is parik, but kesidron it won't separate, they'll never become a nekev. So why do you need nefiche for? Why do you have to test it? Or a place where the reya is close to the ribs. That means this is in the narrow chelik. This is meitav the chaza when it's very close to the ribs. So memele, so why should you need nefiche? Avol yamrina, the ein sirche ela machmas nekem. But if I will say the way Rashi said, that ain't sirchem machmas nekev. Ozozi shapet avot kina lo benefiche. Reboidik benefiche. Shemo adayin loy nistam hanekev. Maybe the nekev was not nistam. Period. Now, I didn't understand Taisvitz. What does Taisvitz say? Taisvitz says as follows. Taisvitz says that Shema Adayin Leinista Manekev. Maybe the Nekev as yet was not so soon. So what's the problem? What is the problem? That maybe the Nekev is not so soon, but it's going to become so soon. What is the problem? Just like Taisus understood, if Taisva said that the reason a sikh is matri because it'll make a nekev. So Taisva says that's why it's treif. That's why it's treif. So it's treif, it's going to make a nekev. Now that I shechted it, it's irrelevant. Now it won't make a nekev. But it's treif already, because this behemoth can't live. It's going to become a nekev in teich yud beis chodesh. So Taisva says you have to be boidik. Kesidron, maybe it wasn't completely nistam yet, but it's going to become nistam. So it's not called treif. It's going to become nistam. I didn't understand the taisvus. Today I found a moirdik ksav sefer, which is kiloyrim leinayim, and the ksav sefer says as follows. The ksav sefer says. The Ksav Sefer says he makes a meridik diyuk in Rashi, a diyuk in the Gemara, but let's just first say the halacha. The Ksav Sefer says there are some times that a sikhe will not be soisim the nekev. אפילו by כסדרום, it won't be sois in the neck. That means as follows. Because sometimes the sikha won't be sois in the neck, but he says there's two types of sikhas by כסדרום. He says there's a sikha by כסדרום מחיתוך לחיתוך. That means from one edge to the other edge. And that Taisva said from one edge to the other edge, if it started attaching itself, it was zikha b'saisam the neke. That Taisva said it was zikha b'saisam the neke. So now, afilu, there's still a neke there. It's not taif, because I have her already, it will be able to live, and in 10 more days it will be completely nispa. That's one type of a sikha. That if it started to be saisam, It will zikha be saisim the neke. There's another type of a sikha. A sikha migav legav, which means as follows, that one une is overlapping the other une. And the sikha is coming out from the top of one une, it's going onto the top of another une. There it is not mukach that this sikha will be saisim the neke. Now, if it is soysim the nekev, so you have nothing what to worry about, because it's going to remain and thus, but it is not muchach that this sikha will be soysim the nekev. It is not muchach that this sikha will be soysim the nekev. So memel is azoy. So he said, the Emerson, Rove spoke about three types of sikhas. And he said as follows, Hani tati unin the srichla dodi, Leslu bedike shaloi kesidrom. That means if it's shaloi kesidrom, so memela, even though now it was soysim the nekev, and you'll be boy the kid and you'll see no bubbles come out, because since it's shaloi kesidrom, this will not last too long, it's going to separate. Abul kesidrom, when it won't separate, he says, then you have to make a bedike, and to see if it was soysim the nekev. Sometimes it is soysim, sometimes it's not soysim. Hainu revisayu is mechitoch lechitoch, then it's zikha going to be soysim. Then you have nothing what to worry about. So there's three types of zikha. Now he's medayik from the Loshon of Rashi. Let's look at the Loshon of Rashi. Hainu revisayu, zu megina al zu, vahodra bori. So what does Vahodra Bori mean? So he says Vahodra Bori means that it is not presently, the Nekim is not Sosa. But Vahodra Bori, you can be assured that it's going to become Sosa. So he says, Lemaisa, that's what the Ksav Seifer says. He says, Amoyre Deke Yesod, that if it's Mechitoch Lechitoch, that's called Haina Revisai, that you don't need a Bedika. You do need a bdike migav legav. If it's coming out from a nekev, from une aleph to une beis, there it's not muchach, it's going to be soysim. Could be. If it was soysim it, you have nothing but to worry about. If it was, but it's not muchach, it will be soysim it. So then you need bdike taker. That is pshad Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin. Shema adayin loisosa. Maybe it wasn't soysim and it'll never be soysim. So there you have to make a bdike. That is pshat, and that's the lotion. That's the lotion of Rava. Rava talks about bdike. Rava says shaloi kesidrom, bdike won't help. So vaisos is another case that bdike will help. That's kesidrom. And haino revisayu, he wants to say. So Rashi says hodabori. That means it's the whole isn't soysim, but don't worry about it. That's irrelevant, because there the sikha will zikha be soysim the naked. Taisa says, now I understand, Avali Emrine, and they see, Hamach Masnekev, Bozosi Shapid, the Batkinelob and the Ficha, Shema Adayiloi Nistam, Anekev, who knows if it'll ever be Nistam? By Gav al Gav, could be you'll never be nistam. It's not muchach that the sicha will be soisim the negev. By revisayu, the chitach neged chitach will sicha be soisim the negev. By gav al gav, I don't know if he'll ever be nistam. Shem adayin loy nistam and negev will never be nistam. Period. So now, we just finished the sugya of sichas, the difference between sichas kesidron, sichas shaloi kesidron, so here we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns the talfas of shaloi kesidron, because there was a nekev and the stima won't remain. Kesidron, even though there was a nekev, the stima will remain, because it's hoylich v'chazek. And then we hear the Ksav Soib says in kesidron gufe, there's two madreges of gav al gav and chitach neged chitach. That's Rashi. And according to Tosfos, it's the other way around. Kesidron, there never was a nekev to begin with, and kesidron, there won't become a nekev because of the, there won't become a nekev because of the sirche, and by shalei kesidron, they'll become a nekev. That's Shitas HaTosfos, and according to Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense to test it, to make a bedikah. The Loshna Gemara, Takashvah, according to Tosfos. Let us go further. Now, we had a shaila, Rashi had a shaila, that if you had, there was a sirche from the une to the uma. And Rashi, yes, there's Rabbi the shaila, and it's Lebedik. So let's see further. Right, now, let's go a little further in Tosfos. The una hasrucha lo uma. The une that is srucha lo uma. Vihi etzlo, perish bekontra, so Rashi said, Maise bo le yodi, mishalti yespi rabbeinu yake ve rab yoke, vitire li lechu, upirish li taimoi, and he told me why he holds his mutter, vitam ha oisrim, or why he does others asarim, venire loy de shori, and Rashi le maise says, nikom divrei emes, the Rebbe is right, and if it's, that one is next to the other, so mamela, the un is next to the yume, so mamela, it should be good. The Rabbeinu Tam posek lisa. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's also. The Oma, and he said a mouthful. The Chola machel una srucha be uma machel treifes be Yisrael. He said it very bluntly, that if you have an una hasrucha le uma, you machel treifes be Yisrael. The nire tam ha Yisrael. And he says, Rakel, he understands very well the Tam HaYisrim. The Rove Loi Hirsha, but he says different the way Rashi brought down from the HaYisrim, the Bein HaTam said, Amir de Kipshat. The Rove Loi Hirsha, Elo Betrei Uni, Vo Una Eim Shem Una Leo, Elo Shem Reya. Now, let's say, Oysa Beinik, the Shita Sarabein HaTam, then we'll see in Taisim. The Reye has five Unis and two Umis. That's the two Umis are the large lobes on the bottom and the five Unis are the small lobes on the top. Right, three and two. Right. This is a Reye. Now, when Rove said a few halachas. One, he said, there's like a Sidron, Rikavon Hell, Kesidron it's kosher. But let's talk about when Rove said it's kosher. He mentioned Unis. He said, he's talking about, Hani Tarti Une Kesidrom is good. Now, why didn't he talk about the Ume? Well, very interesting. This is called, the five are called Unes. The two are called Umes. Now, he says, Hani Tarti Une Kesidrom is kosher. I mean, if the same din is by Une and Ume, so why talk about only by Unes? This is a pertinent question. This is a kasha. So he says like this. V'uma ein shem una leo. It's not called una. El shem reya. The two umis, these are called, this is the reya. This is the reya. The unis are called lobes of the reya. But the ike reya is the two umis. Ki di omar of it. There's a member of Rovo we will invite on this Amid. Hey, uni, yesh lo le reye. The reye has five uni. Vimise, shiva mi boile. I mean, if everything is called an uni, This is a lobe, this is a lobe, a larger lobe, a smaller lobe. So why did Rava say this five, the Reya has five lobes? The Reya has seven lobes. The Rabbi says, no, 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 no. The two big ones, that's the Reya. And the Reya has five lobes. Ulekach korua rishonim ume, the rishonim call the two large lobes ume, rishonim bachlal umes, unes, that's not an une, the shame Reya aler. Shezeu iker Reya. This is the Reya, the two umes. Umes are called the Reye, and the five Unes are called Une. Ube'uni hitte Rove. And Rove was Matzus, let's be ehrlich, the Rabbi Netam says. He says, Ani tarti uni, the srichen adodi, kesidron is kosher. Now, what is the difference? Now, let's talk a meister. No, yes, you have a good deal. The une to the srichi adodi are kosher. But not if the une is srichi to the ume, it's not kosher. Why not? What's the chiluk? It's one next to it. It's kisidron, it won't separate. So the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi mentioned this for the Gabi something else. Kamaishim afosh bekuntres. Sha'oim dois bemeitzer hachose kidalakamon ve'eno misparekes. Avabu medayne reye lehitter. So he says, Amor de Kizachta Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you look in the anatomy of a behemoth, the unis are enclosed, they're squished together by the ribs. So that you can't move. But when the umis, then that's out of the rib cage, and then it's free territory. They're not squished together. So he said, the whole heter of Rove, that une asriche leune acheres kesidron, is because it's what's next to it, and also it's squished together. That's called the meitzer achoze. It's squished together from. There's no place where to move. So those unes, it's one next to the other, and it's held tight together by the ribs. So mamela, these two won't separate. That's right. But if you have a nune attached to an uma, now the uma is swinging around in the stomach of the insides of the behemoth. There's no ribs that are holding it together. Who told you that it won't separate? But it's next to the other. Who told you that it won't separate? Rovi was very medayik b'shoini. Hani tarti uni desrichi adodi kisidron is kosher. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so you want to say that it's no difference as long as it's together. So Rabbeinu Tam says, v'alamater lohavirai. You want to say a heter? Rabbi, you bring a raya, not from Rava. Rava was talking about two unis, the srichi adodi. You say also anunim et ados, it's no difference, and even though it's not tightly held together. Very good. You bring a raya to that. From Rava, you don't have a raya. Rava said the whole heter of Kesidron is Akibet Arti Uni Disrichen Adoni. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam. Rein Bahag, Obachubis Hagoyim, Barab Ramoyshe de Puntaize, Haniske Borchim Hagoyim. They all ask, the Unas Ruchelum. Rein Neugim, Bechol Mokim Leisel, Chutz Mim Koimish, Rabbeinu Shloime. But I said, but Rashi is asked the Rashi. Rashi was matter. Shaposha heter. And Rashi was matter. They're all the butchers, Bosa Kosher, Apiyaros Rashi. It's, Samamela, everyone is Seimach and the Seta. The Taisus weiter, Vachem Rabboisa voice. The Rebbe of Rashi also answered. Kut me Rabbi Yazot. The Rashi brings down his one Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Yoker. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbi Yoker. He was matter. This Rebbe was matter. But all the other Rebbes asked. Va'anu mimokim sheposhet heto shel Rashi. Now Tosfos is saying, God, we live in this mokim, that everyone is eating is poshet etos harashi. That's why they needed a big kol koyre from the Rabbeinu Tam that whoever eats this is machal treifus be Israel. The way the time with canoids, that if you eat such meat, forget about it. This is treif. The kosovo, so that's now it's very convincing, like we just whittled down Rashi and the Rebbe, and then Rashi Taisus brought up a whole settle of the Bahag and the Goynim and Rav Moshe, but the kosovo Rizal, so the Riz said it's not as bad as the Rabbeinu Tam made it. Rabbeinu Gershim, Rabbeinu Nachshon Goyim, Rabbeinu Chananu, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Yehuda, kula matirim. It's not only Rashi and the Rebbe. There's a whole list of Gedoyli Yisrael which are matter. Uvetoysis Rabbeinu Yehuda, Matzosi Lata B'Shem Ribo, also. Ribo is also matter. The Eloi have it. So he says, the Eloi have it, Ume B'chlal Uni, Loi Timtza Shaloi Kisidron B'Smoil. The Rava Omar Stam Benyamin Ben B'Smoil. Amor, a very interesting Raya. Rava said that Tarti Uni Desrichen La Dodi, if it's Shaloi Kisidron, that means it's from 1 to 3, it's straight. Now, the Rava should have said that's on the right side, and the left side is only two Uni. You don't have Shalik Sidron over there. So Shalik Sidron means the Uni with the Ume. So he's only speaking about the right side. That's not Poshim Shat. He said, Hani Tati Uni Desrichen Adodi is Shalik Sidron is Ein Sriche Bniki. He's talking about both sides. So it's the Teretz and Ume is also called an Uni. That's it. There's a Sabakir on both sides. You have Uni. You have an Uni. That's what, yeah. The Yavo. The E loy have a ume bechlaluni letim shish like a sidra besmail. The rava omar stam bein bimin bein besmail. Period. Some amele, everything is called uni. Vahod aloy omar shiva uni isle lerayem. Taister when a tambor a raya, because we have a gemara, the mo says that the raya has 5 unis. So, according to Rashi, the Reyes 7 Unais. I mean, everything's called an Unne. He says, Odele Omar Shive Ein Unni Yisrael Rey, Mishim Chose V'Cholif Noket Chamishe, Du Mein Darka Liyes Chose V'Cholif Ela La Chamishe Unni. Yeah. So he says like this. The Rav said like this. Rav said that there's 5 Unni to the Reyes, and why do you have to know the mathematics? You have to know that if there's missing one, so it's straight. Or if it's cholif, that means there's 3 on the opposite side and 2 on this side, it's also straight. Rava was talking, that means there's 3 and 2, 3 on one side and 2 on the other side. So Rava says, this number is an essential number. If it's 3 and 2, it's good. But if it's 2 and 3, it's no good. Number one, cholif is no good. It's which sides. And chaser is also no good. So Rav wanted to tell you this. Rav is not telling you how many unis there are in the ray. Count them, the 7. But he wants to say that when he's talking about these 5, which is although they could change, and also you could have one missing by the small lobes. So that alone, he wanted to tell you, by the unis, they never chaser, they never cholif. So the whole thing is that he's telling you in the din of chos of a cholif, the 5 unis, you have to know they have to be in the right order, the right minyan. Yeah. Va'oit naminire, da'filu im ein ume shein unel. Afilu yu ding zechot. Taisa says everything is called an uni. And Rav said, tarti uni kesidron is kosher. Afilu you'll say that no, that uni is called only the 5 are called uni, and then you're trapping Rashi. He only said the uni are kosher. Just mikom makim naket rava uni lashmin dafilu bo uni shalai kesidron treifer. Kedem mafarish bekunteres. We have a naket una asrich aluma. We have a mina the una bo una afilu shalai kesidron kshayra. That means like this. So Taisa says between you and me. Rove is telling us two halachas. Near the Ran is Mavaya. I'm going to be convinced that this is the same. Rove is telling us two halachas. And what is the Ika halach he's telling us? The first halacha, that it's trait. He's coming to tell us trait. And he says, Hani tarti, uni disrichen la dodi, leslu bedike, bedike won't help, it's trait. Rove is telling us that it's trait. So now, that's Ika chidish of Rove. The Ika chidish of Rove is that Shaloike Sidron is trait. Now, did be a mocking to think that Shalaika Sidron by the Unais is kosher, because it's the Meitzer HaChozer, they're squished up together. So one and three is also, it won't separate, it's squished together from the ribs. So the Ikir Chiddush of Rav is the Uni, even if it's, even though it's Uni, and even though it's the Meitzer HaChozer, and even though they're squished, Shalaika Sidron is trait. Now, you asked the kasha, in kosher, you should have said that an uni, a nisrach lume is kosher. Well, why do you say that katatium? So Taisus is not coming to tell you the chiddush of kosher. The ik is coming to tell you the chiddush of trait. And in trait, it's a bigger chiddush uni than uni v'uma. Because they will tell you uni v'uma, shalai kesidron on the trait. Yeah, because there it's you don't have the, it's done with the Meitzer HaChozer to support it. So Rava wants to tell you by Uni, that even though you have the Meitzer HaChozer, if it's like a Sidron, it's trei. But ain't a Hanami, Kashris, Afila, Une, Ve'ume is also Kashris.